I'm Jeff Donnelly of the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. U.S. stock index futures are pointing to a slightly higher opening this morning. Investors continuing to focus their attention on the Monetary Policy Symposium. It's taking place in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Today marks the second day of the 2017 Economic Policy Symposium on Fostering a Dynamic Global Economy. That's where leading central bankers are meeting now. As a part of this event, both Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen and European Central Bank President Mario Draghi are both set to deliver remarks today at the symposium, with investors watching the event closely for any indication when it comes to the outlook of each central bank's monetary policy. Looking to news this morning, orders for long-lasting manufactured goods sank 6.8% of the month of July. That's the biggest fall in nearly 3 years, led by drop in the volatile category of civilian aircraft, but a measure of the future business investment advanced 0.4%. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods, items meant to last at least 3 years, reversed a sharp gain in orders in June or since June. Investors were warped by a 19% drop in orders for transportation equipment. Looking at stock futures this morning, we're about a tenth to a fourth of a percent stronger across the board. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn futures are a fraction down, soybeans a fraction to a penny and a fraction down, and wheat is a penny and a fraction stronger. I'm Jeff Nally.